Now, while I have Dunedinites been seeing red on some local beaches recently, Dr. John Zeldis is NIWA's squat lobster specialist. He is with us to explain what's been causing the swarms seen in Broad Bay and Edwards Bay in Portobello out on the Otago Peninsula. Hello, John.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm well. You're based in Christ, some beautiful bays, I have to say. Some of the most beautiful parts of Dunedin are having these little red visitors. You're based in Christchurch. What were you hearing from people in Otago?
Well, it's a story that it's common over the years, that the beaches are covered with a red squat lobster, about 2 centimeters long, but in the numbers of millions. And it's a commonly seen thing pretty much each summer down there.
What are they? They look like something like krill. Are they the same as krill?
Well, they're somewhat distantly related. They're a different genus altogether, and they're known as Munida gregaria. They're quite different from the krill that we commonly hear about being eaten by whales, although around New Zealand they are the food of whales, as well as a myriad other birds and fish and so on along the east coast of the South Island. But they're a bit different than the krill that we often hear about from Antarctica, for example.
How so?
Well, the krill that we hear about in terms of Antarctic whale feeding and around New Zealand in terms of whale feeding are generally smaller. They're a different color. They're more of a cream color. And they're in a class called the euphausids, whereas the red lobster krill that we're talking about here are in a genus called Munida, or in a class called the galatheids. So they're quite different in their morphology and their behavior.
Who eats them then? Do whales eat them as well, or who else eats them?
Yes, certainly whales eat them. I, in my work down in my youth when doing my PhD down in Dunedin, out at sea, we would see killer whales in amongst the shoals of the Munida. Of course, the killer whales were there probably having fish, and the fish were taking the krill. We see bird swarms diving in on the krill swarms as well on the Munida. So when you're out there and you see this, it's a fascinating and exciting experience to see all these different parts of the food chain involved with the red krill there.
Well, they're right at the beginning of it, of course, pretty much right at the beginning of it.
Yes.
What is the reason, if they're that small, there must be millions of them just in this image I'm looking at on the website here. And why are they all together? Is that stupid? A stupid question? Do they congregate?
Well, no, it's actually an important part of their behavior. As I said, their name is Munida gregaria, and that gregaria word is important. They have a very fine sense of interpersonal space, if you like. They swarm together, and this, I think, is important in terms of their own well-being, in terms of them getting aggregated together in zones of high food density for them, that they filter out of the water. But of course, these swarms they have an interesting behavior in that when they get near a surface, for example, the bottom of the beach, if the swarms happen to wash up over the beach and then the tide goes out and they're very attracted to the surface of the sand, they settle down onto that sand and the tide goes out and they're left stranded. And so we can get these huge aggregations that are simply coating the beach and are there basically for other parts of the food web to come and take. That's the end of them.
They're literally high and dry.
Absolutely.
I suppose the other thing is their colour. If they were a neutral colour, we wouldn't spot them. And is there a reason they're red?
Yes, they have a pigment in their shell. It's the carotenoid pigment. It's a red color. And this has been one reason why they were some time ago originally considered as potentially being fished for food for penned salmon. That never really worked out as an option. As well as the carotenoid pigment, their shell also has a high degree of chitin, which is a compound similar to your fingernails. So they're not particularly well adapted for feeding to penned salmon, by my understanding.
Have you ever tasted one?
Yes, I have, and it wasn't a very pleasant experience. I ended up using them more. I'd shovel them off the beach when they were stranded and put them in my garden. And I kind of regretted doing that as well after a few days.
Do they smell?
Oh, they do, yes.
The squat lobster connection, rather partial to another red creature, I am. And what's the relationship to, the lobsters we're more familiar with and they're much larger in size, obviously.
Yes, well, they are far smaller, and as I say, they're quite a different genus and family of the crustacea altogether.
How far flung can they be found?
Well, globally, they're a southern hemisphere genus. The Munida gregaria itself is found as far out as Tierra del Fuego in the Falkland Islands. It's also found off Tasmania and Bass Strait. And then in New Zealand all the way, probably as far south, at least on the mainland of the South Island, as far south as Nugget Point, and right up the east coast of the South Island, around to Tasman Bay, they've been seen. And they're also important down at Campbell Island and Auckland Island.
They might be small, they might end up stranded, but they have a very interesting life. And what is their life cycle and how long?
Yeah, they're spawned. The females carry eggs like your normal lobster. They carry eggs, and those hatch out in winter. They then go through five larval stages, which we don't see. They're quite small and transparent. But then in the spring, they metamorphose into the form that you do see, the post-larva, which are the red swimming krill. And they swarm in the plankton, as I said, right through the summer. And at various times from year to year, it varies when they disappear. But eventually they do settle down onto the open coast in waters of 30 to 50 meters deep, settle down to the bottom. And there they live for another couple of years. And that's when the next generations are spawned.
So they go right to the bottom of the sea. They're actually a depth creature.
They are. Their adult stage is what we call benthic. They live on the bottom, and that's on the coastal continental shelf zone, right up and down the east coast of the South Island.
John, thank you very much for that. That answers a few questions the locals may already have known, but clearly some were curious as to why the beaches were turning red. Thank you. Dr. John Zeldis is NIWA's squat lobster specialist. That is PhD in them, I think.